Hey, remember that photo of the black hole that was all over the news? That blurry image of a fiery orange ring that newspaper writers likened to everything from the eye of Sauron to a donut? Well, it wasn't really a photo of a black hole, you know that, right? It was a photo of the shadow of a black hole. But that's okay, because we could still say it's the picture of a black hole, even if we know that's not really what it was. Just like we talk about sunrise and sunset, but we don't believe the sun is really going up and down in the sky. We know that, right? For ease of communication, we resort to terms like that as a kind of shorthand. They're helpful, the way reusable plates, which were called stereotypes, made printing jobs easier in the era of movable type. The hazard comes when we cease to understand that we're using shorthand, when our thought increasingly consists of clichés and euphemisms. They accumulate in our mind like intellectual bladder stones with similar implications for thought and communication. So this brings me to the subject of electability, which you're starting to see in more and more opinion pieces about the presidential campaign. So the Democratic primary field is getting crowded with candidates, and there's even one Republican challenger for President Trump. And people who write political opinion stories are offering candidates and readers their counsel on what makes a candidate electable. So let's just state it outright, and you can take it from a pundit. Pundits often inflate and distort this idea of electability, and they persist even after 2016 when people thought it was hilarious that Trump might be elected president. If a candidate appears on enough ballots to win the required electable votes, that candidate is electable. Beyond that, the term is a euphemism for something else, and it should be wielded with awareness and care. So the advice of this pundit is to think for yourself and think clearly. A candidate might be unelectable if they can't get on enough ballots or they can't raise enough money to campaign effectively, but beyond this, citizens are not well served by discussions of electability, so often used to relegate candidates with bold proposals to the sidelines, constraining political discourse and imagination. What are the values we hide behind this word? It may be a euphemism for whiteness, ideology, social class, or youth and beauty. All depends on your individual prejudice. Sadly, as a pseudo-journalistic term, it becomes a means to discipline voters instead of informing them. With the Weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.